Welcome to Face to Face. When you talk to a happy couple, often the question of how they met will come up. These days, there's the internet and internet dating sites. While the percentage might be small for couples who hit it off, you have to wonder what makes those couples work. Jesse Stakes and his wife, Tui Kam Lee, are great examples.
One of the things that I was always kind of thinking about sometimes when people ask me how I met my wife, I tell them I met her online. Oh, everybody wants to know the details, baby. But I remember before I went to see you the first time, one person told me I was a fool.
An idiot, too.
Yeah, no, not an idiot, just a fool. another person told me you just wanted my money.
What did you tell him?
I told him I don't have any money, so too bad for her. I never take people's advice. I don't know why, but I always think I know better than they do, or I want to find out for myself. Mm-hmm. I knew what they meant, because you hear all the stories about meeting people online, and you hear mm-hmm. bad stories, and people mm-hmm. get hurt, mm-hmm. and people lie to each other, and all that kind of stuff. So I said, nah. I remember when I first saw your picture, when I first got online and I saw your picture. I was just playing. And then I saw your picture, and I said, oh, my God. Well, I sent you a message, and then you sent me a message back. And
you remember what I said?
You said, hello, dear, or something like that. And I thought that was sweet. I said, she called me dear already. I said, maybe she loves me already.
I didn't know about that dating online, but they send email, you know. They just send email. And
Like junk email or something?
Yeah, it looked like junk email, you know. A lot of, but nothing to do. And say, what the hell? They send a lot of every day. I'm busy, something. I delete. Mm. I move to trash. I never pay attention. Mm. I didn't pay attention, but that day, I don't know. I didn't know why. I just lit on. And they keep going, they follow, look like they have magic. I just keep going, like, you know. And I met many guys, not just only you, from Australia.
Australians are crazy, baby.
And England.
Englanders are crazy, too.
Mm-hmm, and I finally talked with a cuckoo guy. That come
oh,
out.
The pilot, right, baby?
No, that is you.
Oh. What did you think, baby, when I asked you to marry me, baby? Because it was very soon, right, baby? We knew each other, what, 6 months online or something like that?
Yeah, not 6 months only.
I'm happy, baby. You're the best wife in the world, baby.
Oh, thank you.
You're crazy, but you're best wife there.
And I'm after marriage, and you know, I really look like I'm a lucky lady.
I'm happy you asked me. I'm happy I married you, baby. Everything about, I'm impressed with you. You learn English is not your language, but you got your driver's license. You got your manicurist license. You studied. You already passed 2-year GED test. So I'm happy I married you, baby. I got a good woman. I love you, baby.
I love you too, honey.
There are mysteries about life and about love. And in today's situations, it seems technology is doing its part in bringing people together face to face.